And so he lays out this beautiful happening in the midst of a severe drought where many people were suffering. And so I laid out as my text 2 Corinthians 9. Where there in verse 6 we read these words. The point is this. Whoever sows sparingly will also reap sparingly. Whoever sows bountifully will also reap bountifully. Have we, as the body of Christ, and as individuals in that body, really thought through what Paul is saying here? Stewardship is much more than giving of money. If God really wanted only givers, I would maintain that God could raise up givers out of the very stones of the earth because he is God. But he wants us to talk about our relationship to him. It involves my entire life. Too much focus is oftentimes on money, debating our financial situation time and time again, instead of talking about our relationship to our God. Stewardship is about our whole being. It is about who I am. It's about my time. It's about my talents. And returning to God for what he has given to each one of us. We end the first article with these simple words. All this he does out of fatherly divine goodness and mercy, without any merit or worthiness on me. For all of this, it is my duty to thank and praise, serve and obey him. And we say that when we say the creed, we think about that. But is this what we really believe? How do we live out our lives in these times? When so much conflict in congregations revolve around the tensions we have about scarce resources. And too often maintaining structures siphon limited resources for doing good Christian outreach. In a severe drought, at a time when there was this tremendous shortage, Paul believed that the church at Corinth was prepared to stand up and to assist others in need. And so he wrote these beautiful chapters, chapter 8 and 19, giving us this beautiful picture of how they did for others from what they had in order to accommodate them, knowing that at another time they would be there for them. It's no secret that a lot of your conflicts revolve around limited resources. Our lives are so busy. Our time is so limited. And involvement requires investing yourself, and sometimes you just don't have it to give. But what is faith? It is a way of life. It is about our total being. It is about our relationship to our Lord and Savior. We've talked about having servant hearts, and what does it mean to have a servant heart? I have seen members here who have that servant heart. They are willing to serve whatever the challenge. They have busy schedules, yet they find time to serve. And yes, sometimes they overextend themselves and they don't do as well as they would like because they are willing to do what it takes to build up the body of Christ. And we all need to take that attitude. We all need to start serving one another in a more appropriate way. God calls us into a time of serving together in this place. As I've asked you to consider two seminars, they will involve time. They will involve a commitment. They will take some money and they will develop some talents. If you're not presently on leadership, it is easy to simply think, oh, this doesn't apply to me. Let the leadership do it. Have you thought about the difference it would make if all of you sitting here would decide that this is important for this congregation? And that together you would commit to be a part of those seminars, growing through what you learn in those seminars, and because of those seminars, become a stronger place with God leading, guiding, and directing you. You see, a healthy congregation is a congregation in which its membership is involved in the ministry together. It is more members being involved. It's not just a select few doing the same jobs time and time again. It is about all of us taking on some of the responsibility and how through each of us doing a little, the whole congregation benefits. I have made a commitment to you to share, to help you grow as a congregation, to serve and be alive in Christ. But God calls us to make a commitment to one another. He calls us to support one another. And He calls us to be in ministry together in this place. And so I pray that God will use our service, our time, our talents, because they're certainly here, and yes, our treasures. Together, working with you to become stronger, healthier, empowered by God's grace, love, and forgiveness, and proclaiming that freedom we have because of what Christ has accomplished for us. You know, as He sent those out to the Corinthian church to prepare a gift, there are these timely words. Each one must give as he has decided in his heart. Not reluctantly or under compulsion, for God loves a cheerful giver. And God is able to make all grace abound in you, says, so that, having all sufficiency in all things at all times, you may abound in every good work. That ought to be our goal together in this place. It is heart issues. It's about each one of us. And it isn't about what age we are or what time in life we are. It is about coming together as God's people in this place, supplying together the gifts, the resources, the talents, and our time. It takes looking at our own heart and realizing what God has done for us. God loved us even before we were born. God loved us from the foundation of the world. And as we come together here in this place, we represent that body. We are God's people. What we will become, we need to look to God. We need to see His continual grace in our lives. Because with His leading and guiding, when we look to God, He has for us a glorious future. John Kennedy inspired many in his inauguration when he said, "Ask not what your country can do for you, but ask what you can do for your country." Exercising Christian stewardship is asking what God desires of us. It is about working, sharing, growing and serving, using our time, our talents, and our treasures to build up the kingdom in this place. Now, it's easy to say it. It's still going to be a challenge to do it. Paul knew that when he sent those ahead to get ready for the gift that would be given. And if you read in Scripture, you know that that gift was a tremendous gift, that they gave more than they had because they understood God's love in their lives. We together can exercise Christian stewardship. It's a reality that's a struggle for many congregations, and we are not alone. But we together can build up this body of Christ by looking to God, by reviewing our own hearts, and by accepting together the challenge that lays before us. Amen.